On Midwest Week, Davenport hopes to land a major new employer and works on next year's budget. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Devin Patel, reporter for the Quad City Times. Tell us first, Devin, about Sterilite. What does the company do, and what does it want to do in Davenport?
So Sterilite is the largest manufacturer of plastic housewares in North America, and its plans are to build a 2.4 million square foot facility right next to the Eastern Iowa Industrial Center. And so Sterilite currently has plants in seven other states, and so Iowa would be its next location.
Okay, and why did the company pick Davenport?
Well, it was for a variety of factors. Number one, the area that it's looking at is a certified development site, meaning that it is a lot easier to get the construction phase going. The city and the state are also offering a number of financial incentives for Sterilite to come.
Mm-hmm. But why Iowa specifically? Why not North Dakota or Nevada or something like that?
Well, I think for one, it plays into location for one, being next to I-80, mm-hmm. Provides it easy access to provide its products throughout the Midwest.
Okay. And what kind of assistance is Davenport offering for all of this?
So the city has set up basically a TIF, which stands for Tax Increment Financing District, mm-hmm. for Sterilite. And Sterilite will be receiving about $17 million worth of incentives. And those incentives are spread between tax rebates and infrastructure improvements. So basically what happens is Sterilite continues to pay its property taxes, but instead, for the first 15 years, it will be receiving about 60% of those back in the form of its tax rebates.
Now, what about the infrastructure improvements? What does that include for Sterilite?
So there are a couple of different infrastructure improvements. There are road and intersection improvements, and there's also rail spurs being added to the property. If people remember, there is a transload facility right near the property, so it actually allows rail cars to go directly on the property so that they can actually get the product to Sterilite faster.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the site is a certified site. What does that mean?
So the state of Iowa has a number of different locations it refers to as certified development sites. And so essentially what those means is that they are ready to go. The popular term for developers is shovel ready. Mm-hmm. And so basically it means that there's very little to do for the actual developer other than starting to build the actual facilities.
Oh, okay. Now, has Davenport had this shovel-ready site ready for some time, or has it just recently been approved, or what?
So the actual Eastern Industrial Center has been labeled that since 2015, and so the other major development out there is Kraft Heinz, which is currently under development.
Now, how about the state of Iowa? How is it participating or might participate in all of this?
So the state of Iowa just recently actually approved some economic assistance as well. There is also an application that's going to go out for the infrastructure improvements. Mm-hmm. So just recently, the Scott County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution in support of the RISE grant, which is Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy. And so for the actual road improvements, they are seeking $2.8 million.
Now, could Scott County veto the project in some way, or is it more along the lines of, we want to do this, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's more on the lines of the latter, is that mm-hmm. they are moving forward with it. There was one vote against, but the general consensus is that this is a win-win for everybody.
Okay. Now, I read something recently, Devin, about the North Scott School District benefiting from the Sterilite plant and not the Davenport schools. Is there any way to easily understand that now?
Not quite. Okay. Well, the simple thing is that based on where the actual facility is located, it currently falls within the North Scott School District. This has been known for quite a long time, and it's not something that can be undone without legislature movement. Mm-hmm. So The mayor of Davenport, Frank Klipsch, has had a meeting with the mayor of Eldridge, Marty O'Boyle, and also with members of the North Scott School District to discuss future plans. But there hasn't been any actual movement in one way or the other. It's just to understand the process.
Oh, okay. So are we likely to see the mayor go to Des Moines and say, could you pass a bill that would change this or change school district boundaries or something?
I don't know if that would necessarily be on the council's top priority list. I mean, that would be something that I think is on the minds of some of the aldermen, but that's something to look forward to in 2017.
Okay, now where in the process is all this, Devin? Is it all done and they're ready to break ground, or there's still some approvals to go?
It's very, very close to being done. So as far as the city is concerned, the only next step is to actually approve the rezoning of the property. So the property in which Sterilite is looking at was actually outside of city boundaries, and so it had to annex the property into its boundaries. And whenever you annex property that's outside, it's typically agricultural. So obviously, because of Sterilite being a plastics manufacturer, you would have to rezone it to industrial. So the Planning and Zoning Commission has already recommended that the city move forward and rezone it. And so Community Planning and Economic Development Director Bruce Berger said that this is something that the city council will likely vote on in February. Sterilite has been looking at a start date for construction in March, and so that looks very likely to happen.
Now, Davenport has also been working on a new budget for next year. How far along is that in the process?
So the city just recently completed its budget work sessions. So for the past three Saturdays, about 10 hours in total, city staff has unveiled different portions of the budget to the aldermen. Now, what's going to end up happening is on February 15th, there will be a public hearing for people to voice any concerns or make any comments regarding it. And so in the next council session after that, they will then look at approving it.
Are there any new programs or old programs being cut or any major changes from the current year?
Well, 2016 was actually very, very good for Davenport fiscally. Mm-hmm. Last year, people will remember that the city had a decrements list, meaning that it had to cut $900,000 worth of services. This year, the city has grown 2.4% in its tax base, and so it hasn't actually had to cut items like last year. So the major thing that's actually happened, too, is that the budget has increased about 3.15% this year. And so it is actually looking very good, very promising for 2017.
Any parts that you think people might object to, or is everything looks like it'll just sail through with no problems?
Everything looks pretty good for the most part. One thing I'm sure people will be very excited about is the investment in roads and infrastructure. Potholes are probably the number one concern among citizens, and so the city is actually putting $26 million worth into sewer and street repairs as part of its capital budget, so I'm sure that's something that will be very, very well received.